In New York, officials continue to investigate one case of anthrax skin infection and several exposures at NBC News. There was considerable confusion last Friday and over the weekend over the sequence of events. From New York, NBR's Melissa Block has this timeline.
The story starts with a letter postmarked September 18th from Trenton, New Jersey. It was sent to NBC anchor Tom Brokaw and contained a threat along with a granular brown substance. The letter was opened by an NBC staffer who has not been named. The granular brown substance was swept into a trash can and the letter was filed away. On Tuesday, September 25th, Aaron O'Connor, an assistant to Tom Brokaw, opened another letter, this one postmarked St. Petersburg, Florida. It contained a threat and a powdery white substance. The next day, NBC called the FBI to notify them about the second letter containing the white powder, but not the first, which contained the brown sandy substance. Two FBI agents retrieved the letter with the white powder on the 27th, a Thursday, and prepared to send it to the FBI lab in Washington. But according to the FBI, the agents wanted to interview Brokaw's assistant to complete their package, and she was not available for several days. So the letter was not sent out for testing. City health officials were not notified about it, nor was the mayor's office. FBI Assistant Director Barry Maughan.
It would have been better if it had been turned over immediately, but it was only 4 days before it was sent to the lab.
There was a complication, says FBI spokesman Joe Valiquette. Ordinarily, such a letter would have been handled by the Bureau's specialized evidence response team. But those agents are all down at Ground Zero, the World Trade Center site, or out at the Fresh Kills landfill, combing through the debris for evidence. So instead, the case was handled by two regular agents, who, Valiquette says, are not as attuned to notification issues. At that point, Tom Brokaw's assistant hadn't developed any symptoms, but soon she developed a lesion with a large area of redness on her upper chest. On October 1st, she went to see infectious disease specialist Dr. Richard Fried. The lesion, he says, could have been Lyme disease or a brown recluse spider bite, but there was also this troubling story about the letter she had handled. Dr. Fried also had to consider anthrax.
It was an unusual lesion. It was the history of this odd exposure. And there is the time we're living in.
Dr. Fried put Ms. O'Connor on Cipro, and a wound swab was taken. That culture would come back negative for anthrax. The same day he saw the patient, October 1st, Dr. Fried called the city's Department of Health. It was the first they'd heard of the suspicious letter.
And I was a little bit surprised by that, and I think the person at the Department of Health was quite surprised by it.
Surprised and concerned. According to Health Department spokeswoman Sandra Mullen, the department called the FBI that same day, on October 1st, and asked them to bring that letter in for testing. Those tests turned out negative for anthrax or any other harmful substances. A week went by. Then on Monday, October 8th, according to spokeswoman Mullen, Ms. O'Connor herself called the health department.
She was concerned that there was a lesion that was still apparent, even though she'd been on these antibiotics, and I think the concern probably was elevated by hearing about some of what was going on in Florida.
By that date, a Florida tabloid editor had died of inhaled anthrax. The next day, on October 9th, the health department notified the mayor's office of the possible anthrax case. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani was reportedly livid that he had been kept out of the loop. On the 10th, a skin specimen was flown down to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. According to Mullen, the epidemiologists were stumped.
On October 10th, of course, there's this mystery. There's this possibility of anthrax, and yet we don't have a smoking gun. We don't have powder that is testing positive for anthrax, and that's quite alarming to not know how this could have occurred.
Health officials went back to NBC on October 10th. There they learned for the first time about the earlier letter, the one that contained the granular brown substance. It had been wrapped in plastic and filed away by NBC security. That letter was picked up by the police on Friday, October 12th. That same day, the skin biopsy from Aaron O'Connor tested positive for cutaneous or skin anthrax. By Saturday, the letter containing the brown substance had also tested positive for anthrax. The mystery was solved, though that may be little consolation to the more than 1,000 NBC employees who are now being tested and treated with antibiotics. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.